Fresh Fridays, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm gonna laugh screen.
What is that? Yeah, if I need to drop some shit like this.
Huh? Niggas not violent. They ain't. Niggas not violent. They not. Came through 15 deep. It'll get violent. Even if I'm by myself, it'll get
turn
violent.
This bitch up.
Thump them niggas out my narc. They
we
trying to
turn
get
this
violent.
Bitch up.
So we got more violent. Up this bitch quick, it'll get silent. We gon' rock out in this bitch like a damn violent.
Like
I heard they shot him four more times. He was not dying.
He was
shells hot like a pan, but we not frying. I pledge allegiance to this blick. I am not lying.
I'm not.
Bitch trying to get my money. Told her stop trying. I got real white girl. I got real siren.
I got
bitch. Yeah, I need it all. Real trends, baby, in this merch. Never need a job.
Now
bitches kissing in this whip. They got me involved.
They do.
Said, where you wanna? I told her, eat it all. I be downtown thug. Y'all niggas tweaking off them blues. Y'all be downtown buggy. I think I feel like 50 Cent, cause you ain't never dropped nothing. I got millions on my mind, so I know what I got coming. Dropping songs back to back, I'm feeling real hot. Trying to play my cards right, you know Bird, not bluffing.
Just
a couple bitches love me, but I'm still not cuffing. We not coming to your party if that bitch not busting.
Hell no.
Niggas not violent. Came through 15 deep, it'll get violent.
Violent.
Even if I'm by myself, I get violent.
I will.
Thump them niggas at Monarch, they tried to get violent. So we got more violent. Came through 15 deep, it'll get violent. Even if I'm by myself, it'll get violent. Thump them niggas at Monarch, they tried to get violent.
Yeah. Fresh Friday, we here. You already know what the fuck going on, man. It's your boy, Fly Gaza. BX in the building. I hope you hear me. For the record, radio is where the independent artist matters the most. Fresh Fridays, you either tuned in or you tuned out. Y'all know the vibe, man. 929-477-2425. We live. I got my special guest all the way in Sydney, Australia, y'all. Make sure y'all tap into his Instagram. Do me a favor. JustinNewman974. Go follow him on Instagram. We about to be live with him. You know, the time differences is crazy out there. So we trying to make this happen and see what goes on. So we're going to make it happen right here, right now. We live. Shout out to everybody. Tonight I won't be taking callers, but you can pop up to the live and talk your shit. Go follow either For the Record Radio with the number 4 on the front, or you already know, Justin Newman, 974. Tune in. Let's play some music, though.
Cormel.
Yeah. They wanna see me down bad for whatever reason. That's why I'm deep inside my bag every season. They don't know that half, I kept it a secret. If you really had my back, then you would've peeped in. I got anger in my heart, don't know how to release it. Beneficial from the start, never did nothing reason. Now my heart is on chill, I swear that it's freezing. Make a nigga wanna kill for no reason. I remember them days, sitting all alone. All up in the days, caught up in the zone. I couldn't lose faith, got it on my own. Bitch, I'm self-made, call me Pauly Corleone. I was down bad at the bottom. I had to dust myself off when I got up. Now I'm tryna clear my brain with this bottle. Cause I'm so deep inside of pain and this sorrow. They killed John and it was tough to say. Tough to take, thanking God for another day. Another day, tryna make it out another way. Another way, hope this music take me all the way. All the way, because I done seen a little bit of everything. Through the theory, everything ain't living right. I remember talking to my mama the other day. She said, son, everything would be alright. I came from the trenches, putting that work in. 6 o'clock on the block with the birds chirping. Some niggas dribble the rocks, some niggas is lurking. Some niggas work with the cops, telling on purpose. Better try another block, cause it's block working. I'ma send 100 shots, take you off the surface. 100 clowns on your block, shit look like a circus. If you say that you the plug, I'm the main circuit. They wanna see me down back. my back every season. They don't know that half, I kept it a secret. If you really had my back, then you wouldn't peep it. I got anger in my heart, I know how to release it. Beneficial from the start, never did nothing reason. Now my heart is on chill, I swear that it's freezing. Make a nigga wanna kill for no reason. Yeah.
Tune in or you tuned out. Fresh Fridays, we here. BX always in the building. 929-477-2425. We here. Fresh Friday. We made it during the whole week, y'all. It's the weekend. Remember, do not go out there, get sloppy, get messy, and drink and drive. Don't do it. People die by that shit every day, and today is not going to be the day, or this weekend is not going to be the day for you. So make sure you stay taking them Ubers, Lyfts, whatever you got to do to make your home safe. You already know, For the Record Radio, we here for the independent artists from Wednesday to Monday. That's right. And we about to fill up that last slot, you know what I mean? But we ain't going to talk about that right now. We got my special guest. I'm waiting for him to get on the Instagram and tag me once he gets on there. We're going to fly to Instagram. Y'all going to be able to hear the whole conversation now. Speaking of that,
White Boy Production, Sydney, the goat is in the house, guys. Yes, it's number one hip hop platform in the world.
White
Boy Production, Sydney, the goat is about to go live with Flacka. Absolutely phenomenal. He's asked me to jump on.
So
I'm going to go live with Flacka, guys. As you can see, new drip. Got a new show coming. Got a lot of different things coming, but I'm going to chat with Flacka first. He's going to interview me. Absolutely phenomenal, guys, so make sure you tap in. Guys, we're definitely going to get Flacka on here.
Let's start this promotion.
Just letting everyone know, everyone to tap in.
Exactly.
Just waiting, guys. As you know, I've got a worldwide domination album coming. I've done over 400 different artists worldwide. I've done over 10 merchandise lines worldwide. I've interviewed 400 artists worldwide, signed or unsigned artists. I've got over 2.7 million engagements, all independently. White Boy Production, Sydney, the go number one hip-hop platform in the world, worldwide. As you all know, look at all the drip, guys. Look at the background. Got a few things happening yet. I'm just jumping on so you guys can see me. It's been a minute, so I do appreciate you guys and the patience. Let's get Flacka on. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Yeah, hello. What's up,
hello, brother? What's the word?
We here. You heard? For the Record Radio, Sydney, Australia. We here, brother. You know the vibes, man. We do this shit for the culture. You already know it's your boy, Spot Guys of BX in the building. Tune in or you tuned out. Justin Newman is in the fucking building. Oh, excuse me. Can I curse on this? Just in case, I'm going to try to not curse. Yo, we live on Blog Talk. We live on Instagram. As you see, he got some new merch, y'all. Let's get straight to it. He's showing his merch. You know what I mean? Justin, for right now, let the people know where they can get your merch. Let's get that.
Okay, guys. So let's welcome Flacka. Absolutely phenomenal, man. Thank you for jumping on the platform and being part of White Boy Production, Sydney the Goat. Big shout out to you, man. Big salute. I've seen a lot of the work that you're doing too, man. So I'm going to shout out some few of the guys, some stuff, so you can get some interviews with some of the artists, man. Absolutely appreciate you and everything you're doing with the radio and hip-hop as well. You can get my merch. Look, I'm getting a new website happening. My website got someone tried to terrorize my website, so I've got a new website coming. It'll be on Instagram. You'll find me on Facebook, but I'm going to have a direct link to where you can buy my album, which will be through Facebook. It'll be also on my website. Details will be following, but for any merchandise, any music, any interviews I've done, anything like that, it'll be all on my website. And there'll be a new website soon, and that will be publicized.
Nice. Tune in, y'all. Excuse the voice. I'm going in. There was no way I could miss this. I could have had one on top off today. I'm going to use the other one to make this shit happen. Y'all know the vibes, man. We here, New York City. I got a Bird 95 in the building, Knack in the building, Zero Smiles in the building. Yo, shout out to my whole salute. Yes, big salute, man. We definitely going to stay in tune and see how far we can take this. And we're going to start off with this man right here, Justin Newman. I've actually seen him online for a few years now, and he's always supported independent artists. I've seen them run through many. You know what I mean? Many. So definitely big shout out to you. Now, my first question to you of the night is, like I said before the show, I go right off the hip. This is not written down. There's no script. So this is the energy that you're giving me, and I'm going to shoot it at you. What made you love hip-hop, bro? What made you want to do this?
Okay. So I have a calling. I was growing up with the NWA days. Biggie Smalls. You could say Coolio. You could say Naughty by Nature. You could say all the old school artists I grew up on. So I listened to hip hop my whole life. What generally started me doing this, this program and this platform that I'm on, I have now reached 2.7 million engagements worldwide organically by doing what we're doing now. How I did that was I started my label when the pandemic hit. So the reason I started for that is because I'd seen a lot of people loved hip-hop, and hip-hop was going downhill fast. So what I did, I actually got in contact with some artists and different people, and I made a platform. I didn't know how well it would go. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how I was going to be in person on interviews or anything like that. I just gave it a go because for my love of hip-hop. So what I did... I started off in doing interviews, and basically what I did was I researched the artist that I wanted to interview, and then I worked with the artist on hooks, verses, different songs, live shows, and I got them recognized in America to where some of them are now working with Tech Nine. So there's a lot of different things that I've reached out and done for different artists. I have done 400 interviews worldwide with 400 individual artists, from signed artists to unsigned artists, from big artists to little artists. Basically, what I've done is I've worked in the industry from behind the scenes to marketing, promotion, live shows, to getting artists out there, by basically putting them out with marketing, promotion, and it went from there. But how my hip-hop started was pretty much NWA days. I followed Boyz II Men, Menace to Society, watched all the movies. I was down from day one, pretty much. I was born in 1980, so I'm 40 years young, just over 40 years young. So my background is the real old school hip hop. No disrespect to anybody in their lane and doing what they're doing today. It takes a lot to do in music in any which form or way that you'd like. The reason I say that is because it doesn't matter if you don't like someone's music. They're always putting work in, or they're always trying to fix their music, and that takes a lot. Working in the music industry is more than a 9-to-5 job. It doesn't matter whether you don't like their music or not. Give them respect.
You know what? I agree with that, because there's a lot of artists that are working very hard and haven't reached where they want to be reached. Or reach who they want to reach, let's just say. But I feel with the independent artists right now, these days, compared to our days, because I know I'm around your age also, nowadays we got the internet. It is so easy to make a move than me having to go make 40 copies of my fucking CD, get the CD cover on it, and then all this stuff put together to put a project. Right now, you can go to DistroKid and just drop it all over the world. It's so easy, I feel. So
yeah,
for an independent artist to tell me that they don't want it, that's what they're showing me, that they don't want it more than the next one. All artists, if you're listening right now, from where I'm at to where he's at, if you're hungry enough, you can make it happen, because everything is at the palm of your hand, literally. I wouldn't be here with Mr. Newman himself if I didn't have this thing in the palm of my hand. You know what I mean? And I'm glad and I'm honored to give you this interview. You know, another question that I did have on my mind, What's next for Mr. Newman? You have accomplished
okay, good
all
question.
This. I know.
Good question. Good question. I'll be honest with you. I'm working on a worldwide domination album as we speak now. When I say worldwide, I mean it's mixed with Australian artists and American artists, which has never been done before. This is my hip-hop show, and the caliber that I've done on my hip-hop show is I made history with that as well. So basically what I'm doing with this is I'm joining America to Australia because America to Australia has been with me for many years now. In your language, it's been with me for a minute. So I've been working with America for a long time now. So what I'm doing is building an album worldwide that we mix America with Australia. What I mean by that, I don't just mean tracks. I mean we're doing open verses with Australia artists and American artists put on that album together. Open verses, we're doing full tracks, and we're doing a collaboration album with my artists from Australia and also from America. And it is absolute dynamite. I'll give you a heads up, just a few big hitters that are going to be on the album so I can get guys understanding where it's going to be. So some big hitters for there on the album will be Rain, which raps with RJ Payne, Mickey Fax, Mad Squabbles. I've got Stevie Stone. I've got Cole Calhoun. I've got Gutter Mook. I've got Carla Bishop, which is very big in Buffalo, one of the biggest female artists in Buffalo. She's been down with me for a long time, so she's going to be on the album as well. I've got artists from Syracuse on there. I've got artists from Western Australia on there. I've got COB on there. So if you don't know who COB is, then check them out. They've been around a very long time. For the sake of people that don't know, it's Horseshoe Gang. It's basically King Crooked Eye, Love and Work, Clear Skies. It's a lot of different artists from there. I've also got CAB Boys, Tragman Jones on there. I've got many, 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 many artists that's real old school hip hop. With this album, I'm going to bring the old school hip hop back. No disrespect to any other genre, but you're about to see what the old school hip hop is. And no disrespect to any of the other artists, but that's what that's going to be. So that's one big plan that I have. Another big plan I have is bringing shows to Sydney, Australia, through a promoter with artists from America and people that I've been working with. Nice. That is in the pipeline. There's a lot of things with insurance, security, right. A lot of different things. If you've got records or you've been a bad boy or bad girl in America, it's very hard to bring artists here. So I'm working on that, but a lot of the artists, unfortunately, have been to jail. And it's not that easy to bring them because America and Australia have different rules.
Exactly. I've noticed that working with different people, like, you just can't jump and go places. It doesn't work like that. You know, in America, it's like that. Yeah, you can go from Atlanta to New York and Florida and all that and just cross the little invisible line. But, yeah, going to places like Australia, they have rules, artists. They have rules, you know what I mean? When you go to different places,
you can't smoke.
Yeah.
You can't smoke on live here in Australia. You can't smoke weed and that on live here like you can in America. You can't drive in the country like that in the car. Like none of that. It's just, the rules are different. You can't carry a handgun here. The rules are different.
Right.
So, you know, as you would have seen on probably some of our advertisements, we've got our boxing kangaroo and things like that. We fist fight here and things like that. We punch on. We don't really carry guns and stuff. So that's different. We're very different to America and things like that. We actually survive to see the next day with someone. So, you know, it's very different rules. It's a very different way of living as well. And a lot of things I've learned from America, and I take my hat off to America, is they don't have all the opportunities that other countries have. You think they do, being in America, being the dome of the music industry and things like that, but it's a lot different struggle than it is in Australia with America. Very different.
Let me ask you a question now that you say that. Have you ever been to America?
No, I've been invited. Not yet, mate.
Oh,
I've been invited to America.
Hold the fuck out. You have never been to America. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
What the fuck are you waiting for? What you doing?
Never been yet, no.
What are you waiting for?
So I've got a different commitment here in Australia.
What are you waiting for?
I've got different commitments here in Australia. Mate, I've been invited. I won't pass that up. Like, I've been invited on the red carpet. I've also had some offers, like, for money to get me over there and things like that. I can't disclose what's happening at the moment, but I've got something special from America coming.
Well, that's a salute. I can't wait. I really want to see it flourish. I really want to see it happen. I don't want it to be all talk and everything you have said, you have done. So I can't say, I can't say myself that I haven't seen anything that you talked about not actually be done. You know what I mean? So I can't.
100%. So the only thing I haven't done is come to America, but I've got a lot of people that want to roll out the red carpet for me, introduce me to different artists and all these different kind of stuff as well. So I'm not ruling that out, but there is a something special happening which I can't say on the live at the moment.
It does
involve a few things.
Okay. Well, when we cross that bridge, we'll cross that bridge and you'll let it go out. Yo, Carlito Black is in the building. Zero Smiles, Alan Drills, Nat Star, who else? King Miami. A few people slid through. I just wanted to shout my people out real quick, man. Big supporters.
There's a lot of, when Nick goes live, when we jump off this and we put it on different platforms, you'll see a different caliber of people jump on. Some people are busy and things like that, but a lot of things with live interviews, I did know, they get more views after the actual show. That's how it works. But when different platforms and they ask me questions in the background and things like that, one question I have for you is, I've got a lot of artists. I've got over 400 different artists worldwide. And you can put them on the radio and you can do some interviews with them and things like that. That would really help them out as well.
That's not a problem. They just got to be as professional as you are.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, let's just talk about that for a minute. Let's just talk about that. I find a lot of artists, and I'm not being disrespectful when I'm saying it, they're not persistent enough. I'll tell you who is very persistent in New York and who's online right now. And then one of the most persistent people I've seen as an independent artist is Carlito
Black.
And he's been in New York for quite a while. His manager is Mr. Robinson. And I've been down with him for a while. I've interviewed him a few times. But the color of his music for an independent artist, he keeps going. He's persistent. And another one I want to mention that is persistent, real persistent, and a real artist, and he's just got signed, so a big shout out, is Gutter Mook from Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
If you haven't heard of Gutter Mook, you're sleeping on him. I'll tell you what, he's one of the best hip-hop artists in the world, even beat signed artists. He makes the most albums out per year, and he's the most persistent artist, whether he's a signed artist or not, out of any artist I know. Any.
Well, shout out to him.
So Gutter Mook from Dallas, Texas, man. Big shout out to you. He's on my album. You wait till you hear him. He's absolutely phenomenal artist. Like, he'll blow any artist out of the water. He's independently. The amount of drive that he does and the amount of work and consistency he does,
he's up there with
Carlito Black.
Carlito Black is nowhere near
Gutter Mook yet.
Man, you know, I don't want to start no shit. But on this side of the field, when someone on the other side of the field says the best artist in the world, that's a strong statement, Mr. Newman.
100%. You run with it. You do whatever you like with it. You go and look him up. You look how many artists, you look how many albums he makes per year.
Right.
He kills any artist, signed or unsigned artist, any.
Okay. Now, I've never heard of you personally, so I can't say you're lying. No, that track ain't good. I can't say none of that because I don't have a clue.
Oh, you love him. You love him.
Matter of fact,
if you like old school hip hop, you can't go wrong.
I love Carlito Black, bro. That's hip hop. That's Brooklyn. That's New York, my nigga. That's real hip hop. I can't wait to hear Carlito Black, consistent. Many interviews. I don't know how many. I've got a great team supporting him. He's a manager, professional. Yo, dog, Carlito Black is hip-hop.
Mr. Robinson, yeah, 100%. Like, that's what I said. Like, Carlito Black, Gutter Mook, are the most persistent artists, unsigned or unsigned.
Yes, sir.
He comes from Dallas. Gunnamook's Dallas, Texas. But see, Kalido Black's seen a lot of just different things that we're doing and stuff like that in Maroochydore. And he's been doing interviews and getting out there and being a lot more persistent. But his music is old school hip hop from the New York days. So I do put Kalido Black up there with Persistency as well as Gunnamook. But if you look at Gunnamook, you can learn a lot from him because he makes the most albums in the most years and he's the most consistent artist out of any artist. And I know big artists, signed and unsigned artists, personally. Even he blows me away with what he does. When you hear my new album, you'll know why.
Well, I think you should put an eye on a couple of artists that work hard over here on For the Record Radio. You would be surprised.
100%. Well, you shout them out. Let me know if they're good and they're persistent enough. I'll have a look. But unfortunately, a lot of the artists, and I know because I've done it for years now,
mm-hmm.
and they drop off. They're not persistent. They don't have a budget. They don't have promotion. They don't have a good manager. I'm over it. The only people I get behind are people that are actually wanting to work, actually have a budget, actually have a promotion, actually have a manager, actually want to go somewhere. They're the artists that are on my album.
Man, you know what? If you're listening right now on Blog Talk Radio, we got Justin Newman right here, right now, Sydney, Australia, y'all, the other side of the world talking his shit. He's keeping it 100. He knows what he's looking for. He knows what he's not fucking looking for. Let's get to it. But Mr. Newman, give me one second.
Can I mention something?
Oh, definitely.
The reason I want to mention this, and I want to give this rapper his flowers, and it's not just because he's white, because I deal with every rapper.
Right.
The most persistent rapper at the moment that's a white rapper, other than Ritz and everybody else I know, and Jerry Robinson and every single other white rapper I know, every Mercury's and all the other white rappers,
okay,
the best street rapper at the moment, street rapper,
mm-hmm.
is Millie's.
Is who?
Millie's, M-I-L-L-Y-Z from Boston, Millie's.
Yeah, from Massachusetts, yeah, Mills, of course, yeah.
Okay.
That's what
now, I'll tell you why. Fact.
He got a real story.
He has known Jarnakus for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jarnakus just signed him in the last 14 months. Jarnakus has just signed him. Another one up there, Dave East, was signed by Nas. Real facts.
Mm-hmm.
These boys were 10 years, 11 years, doing whatever they did in the streets and doing whatever they needed to be heard. They were absolutely, absolutely outstanding cats. Dave East and Millie, you look them up. They weren't signed up until he got signed by Nas and Millie's got signed by Jarnakus, and then they actually moved the needle. Until then, nobody heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
None. No one.
Mm-hmm.
Now Millie's is one of the best street rappers in the world.
Definitely got a story to tell, that's for sure.
Okay? If you really go back to from his days and from where he started and to what he is now, the good thing I like about Millie's is he puts the people behind him. He helps the people behind him that's in his crew. He doesn't fight with them. He doesn't argue with them like other people argue with their artists. He actually works with them. I have a big respect for Gemini, his manager, as well. A massive, massive respect. I speak to him as well. Mm. Dave East, another big respect. They're making Pablo Blanco number two because it's a big hit with the other ones. And with them two linked, Nas and Jarnakus, you can't go wrong. That's their managers. That's the people that they signed with.
Mm.
Come on, sky's the limit.
They actually
market and produce themselves. I'll tell you why. Because they've got the money behind them to do it. And I understand the artists that don't. If you keep pushing yourself, believing in yourself and marketing yourself and putting the money that you spend on working a 9-to-5 job into your craft, sky's the limit.
Mm.
If you don't, you don't market or show yourself who you are on a daily basis, I don't care if you're Tech 9. You're not going anywhere. Mm. No way.
Well,
and that's the problem. That's the problem with artists. They don't have all that in place. And that's a shame because there's some big artists that I can name, and I'll name them right now if you like. King Crooked Eye, CAB Boys, they're not going anywhere because they don't have proper marketing.
Right.
And they haven't for years. And they're one of the best rappers in the world. But they don't go anywhere because they don't market themselves. And that's facts.
Well, this is what I want to do right now. We at the 30 point. We got 29 more minutes, y'all. We live right now on Instagram. Make sure y'all tapping in, tune in. If you're looking in afterwards, definitely tune in to Mr. Newman. Justin Newman helping a lot of artists doing big things. I have to play some music, so I'm going to play one of my favorite artists that we got on the list here. Nothing's going to stop on Instagram. It's just going to play on Blog Talk. Definitely a hard-working artist. That's what we're talking about. Well, shit, let's play some hard-working artists.
Khalido Black. Khalido Stay.
Yeah.
All Sight for No Life. Yeah. Yeah. They thought I'd be doing life in a cage, a face down in the grave.
That's what they really thought of me.
But instead, I found me a way, and now I'm getting paid.
Cause I believe in me.
They know my pop and how I rock. Failure ain't never been an option, even down bad. Please, I was never copping, doubting me and counting me out. But I ain't never stopping, haters plotting. I know they wanna put me right where I plotted. Feeling like a tourist, my surroundings, I'm forever watching. So more than enough, but a dime, I ain't never dropping. Trench, baby, turn goat, yeah, bro, I'm really that. Change for the better, but still street, remember that. Nothing worth getting sent to a place where ain't no business that. I'm up now, to the bottom, never am I going back. Instead of hold me down, they held me back. That's what they did for Blacks and Sussle, cause I chose to act instead of sit back and chat. Only competition is myself, my life a mirror match. Only competition is myself, my life a mirror match. And Sussle, cause I chose to act instead of sit back and chat. Only competition is myself, my life a mirror match.
I be doing life in a cage, a face down in the grave. That's what they really thought of me.
But instead I found me a way, and now I'm getting paid.
Cause I believe in me.
They thought I'd be doing life in a cage, a face down in the grave.
That's what they really thought of me.
But instead I found me a way, and now I'm getting paid.
Cause I believe in me.
Violations, I ain't taking that. Hells, I was faced with that. Sample the work, nah, I got the fiends tasting that. Always been employed, my first job was selling weed and crack. On point, can never lack, put in work, can never slack. DB and B-boy, I wish that I could bring them back. Burns on my body, cause I really been through hell and back. Been stabbing, shot at, I'm still here. Ain't no breaking black, for me to win is God's plan. Just like that Drizzy track, I'm a warrior. Have my lowest, I still handle business. Real's what I stand for, frauds never get it twisted. Not supposed to be here, feel the hate when my name is mentioned. To my success, I swear the haters gonna be a witness. When they say I wouldn't, I stood tall, and I really did it. When they say I wouldn't, I stood tall, and I really did it. To my success, I swear the haters gonna be a witness. When they say I wouldn't, I stood tall, and I really did it.
I be doing life in a cage, a face down in the grave. That's what they really thought of me.
But instead, I found me a way, and now I'm getting paid.
Cause I believe in me.
They thought I'd be doing life in a cage, a face down in the grave.
That's what they really thought of me.
But instead I found me a way, and now I'm getting paid.
Cause I believe in me.
Yo, tune in or you tuned out. It's your boy Fly Guys, the VX in the building. We here with Justin Newman. Tune in, we live, we here. I got another independent artist that I want to show you. He goes by the name of John Jiggs. Have you ever heard of John Jiggs and the Monopoly family? That's big facts. Khalido Black, that's facts. That's facts, my guy. Yo, he... The man is no joke, dogs. That's my people's, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Khalido Black. I will always spin him. He's a hardworking artist, and he definitely got great people around him. And I know where he's from. You know what I mean? I'm from the Bronx, so I know what his environment was probably like. You know what I mean? Real shit. And he has made it this far. He's definitely consistent, and that's an artist that I definitely support here on For the Record Radio. He's professional. You know, he's not trying to get over on nobody. If there's a ticket to be paid, he'll pay that shit. He don't give a fuck because he's not scared to invest in himself like half of the rappers are these days. They want a freebie for everything. Let's be fucking real. And if they can't get a freebie, they try to negotiate your fucking price. Eat that shit. Not Carlito don't give a fuck. He's going to pay whatever it's worth to put himself out there, and that's why I support that guy. I want to put him on a few stages if I ever was possible to. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Don't forget
he's manager, Mr. Owens,
doing a lot of work
with him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's big dog right there. That's my man's neck. Yep.
Shout out to him. But,
Carlito, I say a lot of people talk and a lot of people walk. So if you just a talker and you listening to this shit right now on For the Record Radio, stop being a talker. Be a walker. People say anything to you in this industry. You feel me? They can say whatever. But the ones that actually walk it and guide you through your journey as an independent artist, energy never lies, independent artist. Energy never lies. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to. They could be Jay-Z's right-hand man, and they tell you that shit. And when they go home, they back on the block with nobody near Jay-Z. And they can believe a whole fucking story. Some people know better. Others don't know better, but the streets talk, my nigga. You feel me? It don't matter what part of the world, the streets talk. If you're an independent artist and you're on fire, all you got to do is be on one platform these days. And the world can know who the fuck you are and what you do. That's crazy. That's fucking nuts. It's mind-blowing.
I'll ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What is your top five rappers of this era, not of all time, of this era, and boy?
Oh, you're putting me in a soft spot. I'll do it. I got it. Don't worry about this. I'm good on my feet. All right, so from best to least or just top five all around?
Top five, it can be all time, it can be this era, it's up to you.
All right, so I'm going to choose independent artists because the last 10 years of my life, I've been listening to nothing but independent artists. I couldn't tell you what Lil Uzi Vert fucking wrote, or I don't even know a song, but he's the biggest motherfucker on earth if we had to pick. I know he's big, but no, the top five would have to be... And this is in no special order in case they listening. This is just my top five. I would have to say number one, from Memphis, that's Suavo, ADTMG. If you don't know about him, looking up, a good friend of mine. He's making moves. He's professional. He's got his shit together. We're actually seeing if we can work on his passport right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he could try to go out to UK and rip the fucking shit out of them or whatever. Yo. His energy is fucking ridiculous. If you hear his voice, you'll understand. But it's not only his voice. That's the thing. The guy is a writer. He takes his craft serious as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, he don't play with shit at all. That's one. Okay. Number two, you know I got to put Carlito Black in there. You know what I mean? It's only right. That's my fuck with him. Straight up. For real. Number two. I would have to say he's an artist from Minnesota. He goes by Nightfall. He's also a photographer, a videographer, engineer, and also an independent artist. He got his shit pretty good together. He's just holding back right now because he's got so much good. You know when you got good shit and you don't want to let it go one by one because more good shit keeps going in. So you got to hold shit so he could all, yeah, that's Nightfall. Number three, I would have to say, I got to go back to New York City on this one because I didn't even pick New York, no artist from New York City yet. And I have to go with the Monopoly family. That consists of three artists. What I mean, old school feel and new school feel all in the same group. Yeah, bro. That consists of John Jiggs, Roxwell's,
And, oh yeah, now I'm Navy.
that motherfucker crazy on his own.
Okay, send
that
to me.
what I got, that's, all right, one more, right? I got one more?
Yeah.
And myself, because I wake up every fucking day and love music. When I fucking wake up, it's either the radio or I'm writing to them. When I'm at work traveling, I got people sending me features, everything. If it's not a feature, I'm writing my own shit. When I come home, I record on a Thursday. Every Thursday, I'm knocking shit out. Wait, hold on. Didn't you send me some shit? Now that I think about it, G, hold on. You sent me something, didn't you?
Oh,
I'm going to have to check my email, D. My bad. I totally forgot. I ain't going to lie.
I'll tell you who my artist right now, independent artist. First off, we'll go with actually independent artist. We'll stay with independent artist.
Okay. Let's make this fun. Yeah.
So the independent artist for me, that is absolutely putting real hip-hop from Ohio on the map for me at the moment is Smith Kid.
Where he's from?
Ohio.
Okay, shout out to Ohio. See, man, it's awesome.
Smith Kid is definitely up there for me. I've been down with him for a minute, and his music, he does music with Cunt as well. He's absolutely ridiculous.
Caspi is a whole different story, man. That fucking guy.
Yeah.
He works with
Karski as well. Mm. He's done shows with Karski, and he's got songs with Karski as well. So big shout out to Smith Kid, man. Big shout out. He's on my album as well. I won't lie to you. Smith Kid's one of my favorite independent artists. He's on my album as well. He's got an unreleased track song on my album as well. So big shout out, man. A big appreciation to Smith Kid for that. Much appreciated. Now, female artists, we tend to forget female artists, and female artists are very, very, very important in the industry. They're doing really well at the moment.
Very fine, yeah.
For independent female artists, I have a few, but I'm only going to mention two at the moment.
Oh.
So for me, Lexi Saito is definitely up there. She's been with me for over a minute. She's from Dallas, Texas, and she works with Ritz and... She works with Twitter and many other artists as well. So big shout out to Sexy Psycho. She's been doing her thing for a long time. She works with Strange Music as well. So big shout out to her. She's doing her thing. She's an independent artist. She's not signed. I also want a big shout out to Carla Bishop from Buffalo. And if you don't know who Carla Bishop is, check out Carla Bishop. She's absolutely phenomenal. She works with artists, she helps artists promote themselves, market themselves. She works with artists from Buffalo, absolutely big shout out to her. Other independent artists, now you would definitely know this, and I'll tell you who they are.
Yeah.
So Rain, check out Rain. He raps with RJ Payne. He raps with Mickey Fax. He raps with a lot of different rappers. Rain, R-E-I-N, is an absolutely phenomenal rapper. He's from Flint, Michigan, before you ask me. And another rapper that I want to mention from Flint, Michigan is Lil Doss. If you haven't heard of Lil Doss, he's absolutely phenomenal. He raps with so many different rappers. He's absolute fire. So these artists, they're definitely out there. And also another one I want to mention and a big shout out is Mickey Fack, independent artist. Been around a long time. He's absolutely, lyrically wise, he can teach you a lot. He's also got a hip-hop school called Pendulum Inc., which I'm very affiliated with, which I'm working on the side with him. He's absolutely phenomenal. Pendulum Inc., Mickey Fack. And I also want a big shout out to Mad Squabbles and RJ Payne. If you don't know who these guys are, they're up there with Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
If you don't know who Mickey Fax is, RJ Payne and Mad Squabbles, please go and do some work, go and do some history and look them up. They are the best hip-hop, old school hip-hop artists that are unsigned in the world.
Oh wow.
And got a mook from Dallas, Texas. He just got signed, so big shout out to him. There is no stopping them. Like,
what makes them the best?
Bar for bar.
Let me ask you, what makes them the best? Mr. Newman.
Horseshoe game. The data's here, I'm telling you. Bar for bar. Facts, independent artists, best in the world.
Why would you say the best in the world? What makes them the best in the world? That's a strong statement.
So what makes them the best in the world is their delivery. The way that they put their lyrical performances together. The way that they come up with their 16 bar verses, the way that they mix with other artists, I'll be honest with you, a lot of these independent artists that I'm telling you are the best in the world, unfortunately they don't market or promote themselves much, so not many people can see them. But these people are now leveling up, they're starting to market, starting to promote themselves. I'll repeat, RJ Payne, Nikki Fats, Mads Gobbles, Carla Bishop, Sexy Saito, Lil Doss, Butter Hawk. I'll repeat, these people are actually starting, these kids, they're actually starting to promote and advertise themselves. And the caliber they have, they don't match any signed artists these days for hip-hop. Khalido Blackie's up there with consistency. He's just not up there yet with them. But for consistency and the way that he works as an independent artist, very impressive.
Okay. Well, we got about, for everybody everywhere who's listening to us, they told me they hear you clearly on Blog Talk, so this worked. It actually worked. We're on two platforms. Shout out to Joe Smiles. Yes, definitely. We're here with Justin Newman, Sydney, Australia. He's
can
a
I
big
say,
deal.
Sorry to interrupt you. Yep. I'm going to say one more.
Yes, sir.
And one more that's really impressing me. I'm going to say one more only.
Yeah.
And that is Lola Brooke.
Lola Brooke. Have you ever heard of Carson Blue? Have you ever heard of Big Yellow?
No.
Have you heard of Lady Slim?
No.
I hate dropping names, but I gotta represent the female artist. You know what the fuck going on.
100%.
Yes.
Lady of Range.
Yes.
Toxie Brown.
Yes.
Cardi B.
Yes. Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Little Kim, yes.
Sarah Rock, yes.
Yes.
All the big female artists, yes. Armani Tia, yes.
Yes.
But none of the others, no.
All right, so me and you got to talk offline, man. I feel like we're kind of doing similar things, not really the same, though. And maybe we can help independent artists from Sydney, and you can help independent artists from America, and we can make this a big deal, man. You know, I'm the type where if I can't do it, bro, I'm going to tell you I can't do it. I'm not going to say, yeah, I got you and try to figure it out. Fuck that, dude. I'm not going to.
You know,
my name is everything. You feel
just
me?
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Harrison, just so you know, I've worked with Harrison Thorpe. I've worked with Australian artist Spenion. I've worked with TKO. I've worked with Ed Horn. Just so you know, they just finished a track with Horseshoe again, Demiris Westcliff, Love and Westcliff, Cream Cook and I, things like that. They travelled from Western Australia to America there, LBC. They did tracks with King Cook and I and all the boys, and then they travelled back to Western Australia. They actually did work with them, and they actually got their songs out now, independent underground artists, with King Cook and I and Horseshoe Gang. So massive, massive shout out to them as well. Big shout out.
Yeah,
Underdog as well. He just worked with the CFB boys, so I want a big shout out to him as well. And also Spenion, TKO, and Grilly are really putting hip hop, Australian hip hop on the map. So big shout out to these artists as well. Big shout out. Look those Australian artists up. They're absolutely phenomenal.
Man, I would like if you could directly in my inbox send me like a video of their best songs of all these artists, man.
No problem. When I get time, I'll send you. You'll be blown away. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this quickly. America, all of America, and I'm talking 60 states, because I've even had interviews in Africa. I've had interviews all over the world. All of America have said to me they were blown away with my rap from America, from Australia to America. They didn't think that Australian rap was that good. All of America, 2.7 million people from America have told me personally that the Australian rap, they were blown away with the Australian rap. They couldn't believe how good it was.
Now, they haven't heard it at all? Like, have they ever really seen the culture out there before you have blown them away?
No.
Right?
No.
I have, brother. So I can't wait to hear these guys. I know a lot of people, too. I just don't like to talk about it too much. You know what I mean? Not me. I'm not that guy.
That's okay.
But, that's
okay.
There's people in Melbourne that are dope too, bro. You know, like, I know a couple of people out there, and they show me, like, literally, I've been in video shoots where they show me through the phone here, not been in it, but they call me and be like, yo, bro, look at this shit. Look how the graffiti is. Like, the culture over there is different, hip-hop. I don't know if America understands how different and how much they uplift old-school hip-hop still. You know what I mean? Like, they really do. Our body, though, like, hardcore. And I love that shit. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it.
100%. Do you know that Complete just worked with Mercules, yeah?
I know that.
So Complete is from Western Australia. He just worked with Mercules.
Oh, shit.
So just to give an example, we've got boys from Western Australia, Melbourne at the moment. I've got boys wearing my merchandise in Melbourne, Western Australia, that are working with Horseshoe Gang, COB.
You know what you're doing, Mr. Melbourne? This is doing what he's doing, y'all. Don't sleep on
him.
He knows what the fuck he's doing.
This is happening. I can send it all to you. I've got big surprises coming next year to mix America with Australia. I can't mention what's happening at the moment, but I'm telling you, these are the best artists that have been around 20, 30 years in the hip-hop scene is going to mix it with. End of story.
Well, before I end it on this side, I'm not going to end it on Instagram with you. I want to thank everyone who listened in tonight, all the callers. Shout out to y'all. I didn't bring any of y'all on because this is about Mr. Newman and what he do. So y'all had to listen to this shit, but I appreciate y'all calling. Yo, dude, there was a lot of callers on this fucking street right now. Word. But I didn't want to interrupt you with a bunch of callers. I wanted them to know who you are, where you from, and what the fuck you do. And tonight, yeah. I've explained it. Shout out to all the artists that me and you dropped just tonight, because they are hot artists on my side, hot artists on his side, and we're going to find out what we're doing with all these hot artists, because it's not right. There has to be something done. There has to be a bridge. There has to be some way to make this shit revolve, and I love what I do, Mr. Newman. I do this shit 7 days a week, and the fact that I'm talking to you and you took out the time with me, Flock God, you took your time out to speak to me, bro. That just fucking, yo, I'm about to put a price on it. Don't fuck with me, y'all. Word, Mr. Dover, y'all.
I'll tell you this before I go. See this? This is Ritz. Do you see this? This is Ritz. This is respect. This is one of the best white rappers in the world. Okay? He's one of the best a cappella rappers ever to exist. If you don't believe me, go and check out his show Putting on the Ritz, and we had the COVID and there was no audience and he went and did his show Putting on the Ritz. That's a real, real a cappella rapper. Okay, not to mention strange music. Do you understand? This kind of hip hop. Look, it's all over me. Do you understand? This is what I live and breathe for. This and LY from Detroit. Tech N9ne here. And not to mention, while we're speaking of Kansas City, here's another one. Rob Lo the Star, Miss Kush, Dewey the Don. Tech N9ne has taken them under his wing to bring them into the Kansas City hip-hop scene. They are now working in Strange Music production, in Strange Music Land production, in the actual studios doing videos. They first started off with White Boy Productions Sydney, then go look where they are today.
Works like that, man. That's fucking amazing, bro. You know what I mean? I just want to say before we get out of here, we got about 5 minutes left on my side.
and I know it's a certain type of time on your side, and it's late over here. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody who watches this video, tune in to ForTheRecordRadio.com, because that's where the independent artist matters the most, and our fly guys will approve that message. You dig me?
I dig ya. Salute. Hey, and I tell you, this. I have a new show. I'm making a new show. So basically, at the moment, so just to give an example quickly before it cuts you out, because Instagram will cut out after an hour. It'll cut off. So just quickly, think of your dream, right? It doesn't have to be in the music. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is in life, number one, make a plan. Think of your dream, right? First, start off with this. When I first started the show, I'll be honest with you, White Boy Productions, Sydney the Goat, didn't sit well with a lot of people. The name, was they didn't like it, right? I had to prove myself why. All my haters, everyone else now believe and now know what White Boy Productions, Sydney the Goat means. I mix, I work with artists to bring them up in on their platform, or what I do is I mix them with other artists. So say you live in Buffalo, but you want to work with Conway, but you don't know him. So they call me, and then I'll get them to work with Conway. I live in Sydney. Or they don't know this other artist, and they'll ring me, and then I'll get them to work with them. Like, say, for instance, Mickey Fax. They can't get in contact with him, or I'll put them in his Pendulum Inc. school that works with the Wu-Tang Clan, that works with Conway, that works with Tech N9ne, that works with all the different big artists that go to his school. They will call me in Sydney, Australia, and I'll set it up with Mickey Fack. So the leverage I have is because I've worked on it. I went for one view.
And the hearse rolls by, that someday you are going to die.
What up? We in this motherfucker. This is John, down and down. Teach these niggas how to rhyme. Chemical dependency from pending these designer lines. Qualify, power shine, Patterson to Palestine. Promoters want the Patterson, I'm violent with the style of mine. 2 G's dollar sign, true G's solid grind. Run up with that funny shit, get punished like a child of mine. Samurai, line up with the time and you'll be traumatized. Bottom line, unless you want a problem, you'll apologize. You should probably find a job before you try to rhyme, cause you won't get a lot of time like it's a white collar crime. Niggas running sign the dotted line and get inside of mine. Risk game upgraded, truly that's a sign of time. Always live and die by the grind before I jot a line. Illmatic words pass the margin, get them out of line. Tower over cowards like the power lines. Plug with my connect and made thousands off a sour dime.
My accolades include digi-scales and a scalpel blade. An alpha when stepping the niggas, but not the kappa way. Captivate the darkest leaf, I twisted the blaze. Hit my roll up a boozle, look like I'm burning sage. With no method, man, that John Blaze. Aiming the earth, your braids. You gain perspective when you respect how the gutter play. Hoping that that butter pay. Decoys, deployed. Cause in the winter, the block still hot as a summer day. It's nothing placed there, fear dwelling.